بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the rapid Q&A with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub and Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab. You can send your messages on the number 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. I'd like to welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Brother Suleiman Isub.
Jazakallah khairan. Mufti Saab, why has the DA taken this campaign forward?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. First and foremost, we thank all the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, who are tuned into this special program. And I have to thank my brother Suleiman Isub, it's his program, but certain times, you know, there are important things, so we have to nip it in the bud and so forth. I just spoke to one of the agents just now, a few minutes ago, and asked him, was he there in today's meeting? And he said, yes. So I asked him, what were the important points? He said that the important point was this: all the agents agreed that they will go the Nusuk way. All the agents agreed in that. Second thing, they all agreed that they will try and increase the quota. At the current moment, the quota is 1,140. So obviously, it's to their advantage also, the more clientele they have. So inshallah, it will be beneficial for them also and beneficial for the Hujjaj also. So that is the second thing. And third thing, officially we can announce now that Sahuk's janaza has been done, finished, they cooked in history. So what they have to do now, this is the next step we are going to, and we won't forget it and leave it out, because that's why we have to keep on speaking on this. You see, yesterday when we were there in Uppington and so forth, so mashallah, if you go to their website, just go there, Suleiman, just go there now. Sahuk website, is it functioning or is still in dead? Because already yesterday it was in dead motion. You see that? Just go there, Sahuk, and see. Still dead. Is it functioning? So just go and see. But yesterday it was dead, dead, dead. You couldn't enter this. So anyway, so you must remember, this we got on record, that they have 12 million stood rands in cash, in account or wherever, and 36 million plus or so in assets. The new offices they built are 3-4 million. So plus minus, you must remember, you can round it off, that they are holding 50 million rand. The 30, you understand, years plus minus in existence and 50 million credit they have, that's a flourishing business, you know. So anyway, they'll have to unbundle this, and you'll have to come out clean and transparent with this and so forth and so on. So therefore we put Zahir Umar yesterday. You know better, Brother Suleiman, that you interviewed Zahir and so forth. So he told you, and we will definitely use him. Further, we don't want anything. We just want justice must prevail. That's all. All the money, the Hujjaj, whether it's for this year or for next year's Hajj or last year or 10 years ago or 5 years ago, they paid you, every cent must be repaid. And if Sahuk doesn't do that and they're making excuses, we'll pay out 10 million, 20 million and 5 million and so forth, then I'm telling you now, definitely we're taking you to court. So remember that our Ustad, our Honorable Sheikh Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib also said in the communication we sent out yesterday that the litigation is the best way with Sahuk. And then yesterday that one of my students, mashallah, he had his, your people, you understand that, how many assets, liabilities, financial and all that, and we sent all that out to thousands of people. So this is my question to you, by Suleiman, is the Sahuk website functioning or not functioning? It's functioning now.
Chief Mufti Saab.
It's functioning. Okay, so it got resuscitated. It came out of Janaza a little bit. Okay. So, but maybe they maneuvered some things around and so forth and so on. You see that? But anyway, it was dead yesterday. So, right. Now let's answer your question. So, why the DA was using? This is obvious. I'm not the DA. I say to vote for DA is haram and not from today. I'm saying this for past 10, 20 years. You must remember that. And I never ever voted ANC or DA or EFF in my life. Allah is my witness, wallahi. So I'm surprised that people still vote for DA or vote for ANC and so forth and so on. So obviously for them, they saw the Muslims are not doing anything. The Muslim politicians are not doing anything. For them, it's a big feather in their hat, you know, that they pulled it off and so forth and so on. So they will always say that, see, that we were the one to give the kick, final kick for the Sahuk Janaza, like you say. So now you say, but can we use non-Muslims? So remember that, don't you study Siratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When the people wanted to harm Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so then who was defending the master? Abu Talib. From the age of 8, the master alayhi salatu salam, right till the age of 50, 42 years he was defending Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam. And the master alayhi salam pleaded with him, read the kalima and intercede for you. But he said, no. Allah ta'ala revealed the verse, innaka la tahdi man ahbabta walakinna Allah yahdi man yasha. Allah will give guidance to whomsoever he wishes. And remember that you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, you cannot give guidance to whom you love. You will give the directions, but that hidayah to enter that iman in the inner recesses of the heart of people, that function is only Almighty Allah, is Allah's prerogative. So that is clearly enshrined in the noble Quran. So that's so many. Take today's example. Our Sunni country, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Jordan, Egypt, all bunch of haramis and murtads and munafiqeen and hypocrites. So now what must Hamas do? So one side you are getting knocked by America, by Israel, by India, by Britain and Europe and so forth. So now whatever agenda they have, but at least Iran or Hezbollah or the Houthis are helping them a little bit. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith is very clear on this issue in Bukhari Sharif. Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-din bi rajul al-fajir. Sometimes Allah ta'ala uses non-Muslims for the upliftment and elevating and assistance of this deen. So that we got no problem with that. You must remember that if we Muslims are sleeping and non-Muslims do the job and it's for the betterment of the ummah, so we will appreciate it. Remember that there's no problem in that. This is a special program regarding Sahuk. We said whatever questions you have, send it now also 084-786-3132 to Brother Suleiman and he will ask me and then I'll respond inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, what is Nusuk and what is the way forward?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Nusuk, if you look in the Quran Sharif, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my salat, وَنُسُكِي. So Nusuk is a general connotation. You can use it in different ways. You must remember that. Number one, you can use it for Qurbani, Udhiya, Nusuk. You see, that's how it's used here. You can use it for Hajj chapter 2, verse number 128, that why we keep on teaching you. You want to go for Umrah now, you want to go for Hajj next year or this year Islamically 1447 or Hajj next year 2026. So we tell you, read Surah 2, verse 128. Wa'arina manasikana. Manasikana, if you look at the root letters, is Nusuk there also. Manasikana. So Ya Allah, you teach us the places and show us the places of Umrah and Hajj and so forth. And forgive us, so your Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah all will come in. Madinah Munawwara also will come in, inshallah. So like that, you must remember that that is the meaning. So the general connotation, everything related, connected to Umrah and Hajj will be called Nusuk and is mentioned in the Quran in various places also, alhamdulillah.
Now, Mufti Sahib, what's the way forward?
So the way forward will be, obviously I'm not an agent or anything, So the way forward will be that you must contact your agents. So let's say you normally deal with Flywell, with Brother Briggs, you know, Abu Bakr, or with Ayaz, his son, or you deal with TTW, you understand, that is, you must remember that Ashraf and so forth, and they Durban, or you deal with World of Travel, you understand, Irshad Malik and them, or you travel with, you understand, Yusra, so you contact the Muqaddam, you understand, doctor and so forth, or you deal with Khidmatul Awaf, you understand, these are the people I know, and remember that, so our Miley is there, Ismail, you see that, Ismail Formers and so forth, so whoever you got confidence in, you contact them, and because everybody is going Nusuk now, they're all singing like canaries now, so you must remember that, that is the best part, you must remember, last week they said, those Khidmatul Awam and that, we don't want Nusuk, we're going to go with Sahuk, Sahuk is history, finished. So now, if you want to make money, you'll have to go Nusuk way. You got no other alternative. You see that? So you go and ask Ismail and them, there's the guys I know and so forth. So the khulasa summary is, the way forward is you must go. But what I see floating around, we are now in September, so the process will start sometime October, late October or so forth. But that's not definite, remember. We know what the Saudis, the things are always, you understand, volatile. Yes. You can go there, Sheikh, Bukhra, 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 ya Sheikh. For them, it means nothing, you must remember that. Don't worry. Hey, sabar, inna Allah masabirin. If they had efficiency and they were really devoted, dedicated, this whole thing could be done so smartly and smoothly. But hopeless people, Najdis, you know. So Najdi, that's our next aim, to get the Saudi regime out. Allahumma ahalik ala Saud, kama ahalakta Adaw wa Thamud. InshaAllah, because it's destroying Islam and Muslims and what we're supposed to do. And that I met a person now, you know, stood in my trip. He's telling me that, you know, that Ladas Hajj that passed, the ulama were not allowed to give lectures in the hotels, nor in Makkah, Medina, and so forth. And they said if they catch any Maulana, Sheikh, or what, to give lecture and so forth, 100,000 riyals fine. So how much the people know they're going first time in it? You know, we will send our people, but your people are Salafis. They don't teach properly. They teach them all shortcut business. So that's the big problem you're going to face with. You must remember that. So whether it was this year Hajj or last year Hajj or coming Hajj, so these are the challenges you're going to face and so forth. Because these Najdis Wahhabis, you must remember, they are caused disservice to Islam. So there. But anyway, so you speak to your travel agents and they'll give you the logistics of this whole thing and how it works and all that. But don't give money. My advice to you, don't pay anybody money until and unless you are 100% sure that you will get your visa and you will get everything and so forth. Don't be a simple Simon and just start paying and all that. So remember that. That is my biggest gripe now with Sahuk. I offered them the airways 10 times. Do you understand? Come on, eh. But I know wishy-washy questions. We will ask you the uncomfortable questions, not which other media will ask you, which other Maulvis will ask you, because they're bootlickers. You understood? They got a hidden agenda. We got no agenda. We want justice must prevail. We want the truth must prevail.
Mufti Sahib, why has the quota been reduced?
So now we can answer all these questions. They will tell you, you know, Saudis will tell you that every 100,000 they give 1,000 or some crazy thing like this. But for you South Africans, I want to give this message to all, and especially to our rich and influential people. Okay, the quota for Hajj 1447, right? So let's work Islamically, because now we're in Rabiul Awwal. Next week is Rabiul Akhir already. Either Monday night or Tuesday night is definite. So meaning this next week here, Rabiul Akhir is starting, right? So now the quota is 1,140. But if you just go to all these countries, I visited all of them recently, you understand, say in the past year or 2 years or whatever. So you must remember, let's start Swaziland, Botswana, Lesotho, and you take all these other countries nearby. So they all have a quota, but they never really fulfill the quota. You must remember that. So inshallah, if our agents play it smart, you understood, and they just explain to the Saudis, there's not cases actually. So they see that they are all extras there. Give that to South Africa, and South Africa will use it. So this is what one agent told me. He said that once this thing open up, and let's say there are 3,000 people, you understand, applying and so forth. So they will give it on the first come, first serve. First serve, you see that first come, first serve, you serve them, right? So now the problem arises, but what about those people that were waiting for 1 year, 5 years, 10 years to perform their first hajj, you know, and so forth and so on. So now you all must apply. And then, once they see that the other countries, you understood, now they're not fully for completing their quota and so forth, so that can come to us, the South Africans. So that will be an easy way. I just tell you today's news, right? You know, this is just a digression. You know, Suleiman, you should be carrying this in your news. I don't know if you carried it or not. You know, Pakistan. Pakistan is the only nuclear country in the whole Muslim world. Is Arabs good for nothing? And the other Muslim countries good for nothing also. Pakistan, poor country, nuclear country, right? So they invited Shabazz Sharif. MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, said, we give you million, billion, trillion, whatever, but you must give us guarantee. Whenever we need nuclear, you will be there for us. 100% we are there for you. Pakistan, what they will say. So that if anybody wants to attack the Haramain Sharifain, wants to attack and you want nuclear, we at your service. You see. So now this has many ramifications. Last year, Pakistan gave back thousands of visas, you understand? Their quota, whatever it is, 150,000, 170,000, whatever, over 100,000. But they gave back because Hajj is gone so expensive and so forth. You see that? But this year, you watch what will happen. Because it's not only that, it's politics at play. If your government has excellent ties with Saudi, and they just go there and tune them up and say, increase our quota, they will do it for you. And if you don't have good ties with them, then remember, they just reduce your quota. They'll say, no, this is the law, and so forth and so on. So there's a lot of politics at play. So South Africa government currently with Saudi has very good ties and so forth. So if our agents can get, not this, I always said that SAUK has no teeth. It's a, you understand, just a non-government organization and NGO. And when I went with them also, you understand, 98 and all that. So I realized it's just G, joining the G Bai family. You understand? You know, Suleiman, the story. G Bai, G. They can't make much input and all these kind of things. Yeah? But why they love to go? Because you stay in the palace and, you know, they treat you very well. And for me, it was a good experience. I was representing Jamiat Ulama Natal at that time, you see. So anyway, the point I'm making is this, that we need the agents, they must cooperate with the agent, those guys that side, and try and get some influential politician to speak to them also, man. South Africans, what is 1,100? All the rich guys will just take it and go. What will happen to the guys who are just saving and all that? But everybody, you see, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah will take you there if He wants you. Remember, keep on reading from today. 2 rakat salat, and read chapter number 2, verse 128. But the quota will increase. That will happen, inshallah, inshallah. This Swaziland and Botswana and Lesotho and all that. So you see, 2 people, 5 people, 10, 20 people go and all that. So they have quota, 50, 100, 75, whatever. So there were some things will come this way, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, a message comes through. What happens to the people that mysteriously dropped off the list with no refund or anything being issued?
Now that's what I'm saying. For Sahuk to say, one person told me this yesterday. He said, did you read the clause there? That they say that if you gave the money, there's no refund from Sahuk. That's where Zahir Umar and our legal team come in. First of all, Islamically, that clause is haram. And those Maulvis who are with you should hang their heads in shame. Let me be clear on that. Whether it is Jusa, yeah, and all that in Johannesburg, Fosburg, or whether it is your MJC in Cape Town, or whether it is Darul Ihsan and all that day in Durban, So what, they just there for a free ride and all that? You must remember that they should be telling you a clause like that for a Muslim organization is absolutely haram, is usurping the money. And I promise you, Sahuk, I will tell Zahir Umar, and I will tell his son, Hafiz Abu Bakr, his advocate, and we'll get others also. We'll bring in, insha'Allah, insha'Allah. When the Jamiat messed around with us, the so-called Jusa, they said their fatwas are binding on the Ummah, and they represent the Muslim Ummah of South Africa. I gave them one warning, and told them, if you want, then I'll take you to court. And we got our lawyers waiting, Zahir is waiting, Yusuf Dokrat is waiting, Hafiz Firoz Bouda is waiting. And same time, 1 week, 2 weeks time, to clean everything up and apologize and all this type of thing. I'm telling you nicely, Sahuk. You saw what Allah's help. We can't do anything. Everything happens with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. Everything happens with the barakah wasila of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But I'm telling you now, if you're going to exercise that clause and say, we use your money and we are not going to refund you, we will definitely see you in court. I'm telling you now. And I'll go personally to Zahir. And tell him, Zahir, this you do for the Ummah. You can charge them also. We'll get the money. You understood? But we want Sahuk must pay up. And they must unbundle. You cannot have a clause like that Islamically. It's totally... Those Maulvis you got there, let me be clear, three-quarters of them are a bunch of mufatiyas and scholars for dollars. I don't even read salat behind them, and my fatwa is there to read salat behind. Most of them is not permissible. So you must be very clear, all of you who paid Sahuk money. You must tell them, we will have a class action against you, and we definitely will meet you in court.
Mufti Sahib, what happens to the money and the millions that Sahuk has in their accounts?
That was a question I asked Hafiz Ismail. You see how this whole thing started. You must understand. You, Suleiman, you young man still, when you get married again, inshallah, then you will understand things better. You see that? So, inshallah, when you get married, then you'll see a lot of things will happen better in life for you.
Ameen.
Yeah, inshallah. Suleiman is ready. Anybody wants to get married with Suleiman, this week also, tomorrow also, we can perform your nikah. You understand? Bichara is waiting 8-9 years now and all these things here. You see, Suleiman, when you want to speak something, then always go to the history there and make a podcast of this, you, Suleiman.
You make a podcast, yeah, of this subject.
And put that one, you know that my lecture business,
Ji.
I use that as a cover.
Okay.
And this thing, and you put Sahuk, finish. So anyway, so this thing started, I went, my brother-in-law Qasim passed away, right? They in P, Qasim OV. You know, in 2 months, we lost 3 brother-in-laws, I lost. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. So anyway, we flew down there and all that, long story. So I had a program in Uitenhage. So this brother came to me, Shukri. Now I know him, I know his father and all of them. So he came to me and he said, you know, I want to discuss with you. I paid 300,000 a person. I said, what you talking, man? 300,000 per person. Suleiman to Sunante Manjigal. That, you know, a little bit memory, isn't that? I said, yeah. You paid 900,000. He said, not that, I paid more than that also. I said, okay. So you, and I asked him, did you do special Hajj? He said, no, none special. I said, who's your agent? He said, Yusra. I said, okay. You write down the letter. I don't want no hasbara and propaganda. I know you very frightened. You send it to me. I will send it out and everything and so forth. So that got the ball rolling. That is how DA picked up these big rows and ructions in the Muslim for years. But this was the last nail in the coffin of Sahuk and so forth. Then he told me, Shukri, I will take them to the cleaners and I'll get the best lawyers. Shukri told me, and he's prepared to do it even now. You must remember that if they're not going to refund the guys what they owe them and so forth. So you must remember these things. So that is how that ball started, you see that. So that is why we are saying that they must pay and there must be no gabgal business and underhand business. And the Maulvis also must understand. Tomorrow I will be questioned. We committed million, billion, zillion sins. So we must make tawbah. But don't try and justify the wrong we are doing. That is what we are trying to do now. You see that? So that is what we must understand. So what was the question now? The last question?
What happens to the millions that Sawook has attained?
Yeah, then when all this happened, then Hafiz Ismail Kolwadia said, we studied together. So we said, where you sit there, you see? And so he said, no, I'm not coming here as the head of the mission of Sawook. I asked him, how many years are you the head of mission? He said, 18 years. I told him, Hafiz Ismail, I don't want no to. I said, you said, Mehmet Tutu. Take out your phone, record it, I record it. We have transparency. He said, very good. So I told him that, okay, give me a straight answer. How many million you got in your account? Account of Pala Pala under your mattress or whatever? He said 12 million. 12 bars. That was his word. 12 bars, 12 million. I asked him, how much you got in assets? He said 36. I asked him, you know, that time already I said, you know that Sawook will not be existing in 2-3 years' time. The Saudi is going to finish all this up. They want Nusuk for all the countries. That time already I told him. So he said, we're well aware of it. And I said, what will you do with all those millions? He said, we got the plan in place. But they never ever dreamt that the nail in their coffin will come this year. You see that? They went to Saudi Arabia, they got the kick up their backside, to put it in simple words, and South African government also not interested. You see that? That is what to Izzu man tasha, what to Zillu man tasha. Today I can play a clip. One 80-year-old lady, she sent me a clip. I heard it there in the Upington airport. She said, Move AK, I want to thank you. I want to thank the people who are running Markaz Sahaba, meaning the Capital Group. And you shut them up with Allah's help. They were so arrogant when they come on the earth. And they think they're untouchable. Nobody could tell them. And it's the truth. That is the 100% truth. You must remember that they would make... That's why on CII, when we took them on, we used to take them to the cleaners, and thrice it happened, they resigned on air on CII. I don't know if CII got all the podcasts and all those kind of things there. There was that one, you know, Ibrahim Saeed, that big fat guy, he was an agent, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. He used to phone and give them all the statistics, man. He used to finish them up. Janaza, but that was small janaza. Now we made full janaza. You see that? So that is the. Don't come with your story. It's your arrogance that brought you down also. Let me be very clear on that. Gee, next question.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to the ulama who have supported Sawook over the past 3 decades, what about those ulama?
Yeah, we gave the answer already. You must remember that. We call them ulama esu. We call them ulama scholars for dollars. Me, I don't consider them to be ulama. Even when I speak to them, they know I don't call them maulanas. You understand? Yesterday, before yesterday, somebody asked me, does Noorun ala Noor? There's some program coming up next week in South Africa, I think.
Yeah.
I said, one is a murtad and one is a munafik. And you must tell them, their names were dead. He asked me. I said, one is a murtad and one is a munafik. And tell them I said so. No, understood? So they know that properly, you must know. One I expelled, I said, it's no more my student and so forth. Gee.
Mufti Sahib, in the past we heard of 6-week and 7-week packages. But now we hear that there's only 3-week packages.
You see, Suleiman, when you speak to the Saudis, when I made Hajj in 75, first Hajj, you know, I came from Karachi. So that time, all this, you just go to the embassy, and South Africa didn't even have embassy. South Africa got embassy after 94, after democracy. So then, and then in 80, my brother-in-law, sister, they stayed there for 4 months, from Ramadan beginning right till, like, you know, end of Zulhijjah almost. So it was like that, you know. So now, you see, you must understand the politic that's going on. Saudi Arabia is very, very scared. Well, did you ever wonder, you try now, you very good with your phone, playing with your phone day and night, you Suleiman. So try and make a call, you understand now, there to Saudi Arabia. You got numbers there. A WhatsApp call. See if it'll go through. It'll never go through. An ordinary WhatsApp call. Yeah, you use that Momo or Chok Chok. I don't know all these things. You all know better than me. But Momo or whatever they call. Yeah, it won't go through.
No, with WhatsApp you can't. That's why they say from South Africa, you must download another app because Saudi...
Yeah, what's that app called?
IMO.
Yeah, IMO. I call Momo or whatever.
Yeah, so
Momo,
they say you must download it. Yeah, in South Africa before...
Whether you call Omo also for me.
Omo, right? It's skip.
Yeah. So anyway, you must remember this kind of things here. You can't, because they're fearing a revolution. The people are fed up of them. They just putting the gun on the army. So therefore, they are one word, but our people don't understand Arabic, majority of them. They say, At-tajammu mamnu, At-tajammu mamnu. You see, you can't have big groups and all that. Mamnu, mamnu. Now these police are a bunch of idiots, majority of them. You see that. So you must remember, they want to monitor you in all times. You in Makkah, they want to monitor you. You in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, they will monitor you. You in Jeddah, they want to monitor you. You are in Medina, they want to monitor you. And then quick, you must go out. You see? See, they allow Iran to come. But deliberately, that time there, they would allow us 6 weeks. Because we perform Hajj with Allah's help many times. But Iran is to allow them only 2-3 weeks. You come in last and you go out first. Because always there's conflict tension with them. You see that? Now they're doing this. They say, no, we're streamlining it and so forth and so on. So that is what they do. They're fearing if too many hujjaj come. And then you just need 1-2 big guys. And you must understand, you don't understand Saudi mentality. Saudi mentality is this. They used to invite me for conferences, invite me for Hajj and all that. Once the first time they invited me, my first year in media, 2001, suddenly I see they invited me. I'm the only guy invited from South Africa with Allah's help. I already booked my ticket to Flywheel and everything. They said, no, you must come there and then we'll go. So I said, they are fine, okay. So I made Hajj with them. They refunded everything what I paid and all. So anyway, the point I'm making is this, you see. That when you go as a guest, they treat you very well. That I must tell you. But they want, you must just praise them. The day you start criticizing them, finish. You become their enemy. They don't want no criticism. They'll pay you millions just for positive business. You must remember that. So that is why they want that. They don't want no incident there to come during Hajj time. You see that? There must be no protesting. There must be nobody care. Imagine the Palestinian flag you can't carry. Every non-Muslim country you can carry that. But Saudi Arabia, you can't carry that. You see that? So this speaks volumes. You will understand these things there. So that is what they fear the most than this type of things. Yeah. Gee.
Mufti Sahib, our final question. What will happen to those hujjaj who are supposed to go for the Hajj next year?
This is what I want to appeal to you. And I personally, inshallah, will speak to some of our guys, you know. We know some influential guys and so forth. That we'll see, I went now to Upington. You know, I went 2019. And mashallah, the masjid and everything is much improved. But if you look at the ablution, all the toilets, all that, very bad, very poor condition. You know? Now I'm speaking to Haji Ahmed Abdi. I say our guys go and they spend in South Africa 50 million, 100 million for masjid. But you guys go to those places there, there's one masjid and one musalla. But there's no tekana, you say, both places, of the toilets and so forth. Why you don't take 50, 100,000 and go sort out all that there? You'll get much more reward. So I know what's going to happen. Most of our rich guys who perform 3 Hajj, 5 Hajj, 10 Hajj, they will just go. You see? So my advice to you will be, see, this person is waiting 5 years, 10 years. He hasn't performed a Farz Hajj and he really wants to go. So you should help them out with your lilla money. And even if you don't have to go, you will get much more reward. So inshallah, we can do all these things here. But all parties have to be sincere. Then a lot of things can be done. You see, like the other day I said, imagine ye in lands. You see how many masjids we are building. There's no reward in this. Let me be clear on this. It's all show-off business. You go Durban 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers away from one masjid, another masjid. Just show-off business. You go other places, Joburg here also, Houghton here. 3-4 kilometers, another masjid. Just money making. Just wasting time, if you ask me. Just to show off. You understand? And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied it. La taqumu sa'a hatta yatabaha an-nasu fil masajid. The Qiyamah will not come until the people going to show off with their masjids and so forth. But you take the whole country, Uruguay, there isn't a single masjid. How many South African, one family can go and put up a masjid there? I know of families who can do that. But Allah will choose whoever He wants to, you see that? So that is the lesson we must learn, you must remember. So you, my rich brothers, my rich sisters, give chance to those people who are in the queue and send them to go for Hajj, inshallah. That will be your greatest, inshallah, Hajj, where you're just going to make nafil, Hajj and so forth. And rather send those people there and so forth. And every day pray to Allah. And whoever Allah wills will be there, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah protect Aqsa al-Mubarak. Make dua for Gaza al-Mubarak. Allah decimate, destroy the Jutlas and the Haramis and all these Arab tempot dictators who are helping them. And may Almighty Allah protect Masjidul Aqsa and all our masajid throughout the world. Jazakallah khairan to you, Brother Suleiman Hisop. It took some time of your program. Allah Ta'ala reward you. And inshallah, make a special podcast there for me. And then after Isha, we'll send it out. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.